Let's look to the Lord and ask Him to bless you today and have His will in the preaching of His Word. God, we thank You for the Word. We thank You for the truth. And God, we thank You, Lord, that You are here today to bless to the uttermost, to touch hearts, to change lives, and Lord, to meet the needs in every heart. You know every need, and You know the desires of her heart. You know the number of hairs that's within her head. And God, You know how to take care of each one of us. And God, I'm so thankful for that. Now, as we preach the Word today, God, let it touch hearts and let it change lives is our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. The Word of God said in the Gospels, it said these words. It explained how that not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, will enter in. And we find this understanding, and it's kind of in my spirit this morning before I go to the, have another thought also that I want to share with a little bit today. But I believe we're finding in Matthew, we find those verses that's recorded in Matthew. Let me turn to it in 7 and 21. Matthew 7 and 21. It says, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Now, I find that so many Christians today are just, They're not into any understanding of what God wants them to do. People ask me all the time, well, I don't know what to do about this. I said, well, have you prayed about it? And they look at you like they've seen a ghost. I mean, they literally look at you, what in the world are you talking about? Prayed about it. Well, if you had a telephone that, you know, maybe you picked it up out of the garbage can, and you didn't go to the sale place and have them to register it where you could talk on it. Now, you could talk to it all day long. But if it was not registered with the proper people, then you would have no communication with anybody talking back to you. A lot of folks is serving God like trying to talk on a telephone that's not connected. They're blabbering a lot of time, oh Lord, this. And most of people's prayers are complaints and grumblings. You ever realize, think about that? The majority of the prayers that God hears is babblings and complaints. Lord, I didn't have enough money last week. Lord, and it's on and on and on and on and on and on. Lord, it ain't working. You know, don't tell God it ain't working. I mean, He made the universe. Amen. If it ain't working for you, get in the book and find out why it ain't working. We're all the same. We go down the store, we buy something, and it's put together, and it's got a outline in it, tells you step 1 through step 25, how to put it together. We lay it on the shelf, and we blunder through it, and most time we usually get it together. I see put together furniture all the time. I seen something the other day that they had the back legs on the front, you know. They didn't read the instructions. I seen something the other day that it had stuff finished on one side, and you were supposed to put that in certain places so that you didn't see it. You know, like the shelves, the top two shelves was finished bottom and top, but the two bottom ones was only finished on the top. And somebody had put it together just at random, and here was two unfinished shelves right in the middle of the cabinet. Well, you knowed real quickly what had happened. What had happened, they had failed to read the understanding of the producer or the maker or the master person that made this thing and put an instruction sheet how to put it together. They throwed it up on the shelf or throwed it away with the box. And so they have something that was made to be beautiful is put together incorrectly, and it's got a lot of flaws in it. Well, God made us to be beautiful. Amen. He made us to be beautiful. He made our lives to be beautiful. Amen. But if we don't read the instructions, you know, we don't find out what the will of God is. Amen. You know, when you get in the will of God, you don't care what somebody on the left or right's saying. Amen. You've heard me say a many times, they come too late. I'm too far gone for them to help me. Amen. Don't try to convince me that this is not the right way, because serving God is the right way. Being born by the Spirit is the right way. Praying and feasting off the blessings of heaven is the right way. Amen. I know what the good life is. It's not happy hour at the local bar. Amen. That's not the good life. The good life is being born by the Spirit of God and being free from all your sins and your name written on the book and got communication with God and walking in step and tune with the Spirit of God and watching the hand of God move daily and weekly in your life. That's the good life. But most people don't understand the good life. They don't know what it's about. They think it's, you know, something fancy, a big party or something like that. But I'm here to tell you today, He said, not everyone shall enter in, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. And I searched the book as a young Christian. I searched the book. I said, Lord, here he said they cast out devils. They've done many works in his name. They've done all these things. But he said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. That's my lands. You know. That's the reason I don't get so bent out of shape when I see some false preacher up using the name of Jesus and seeing miracles take place because he's using the name of Jesus. The disciples went come to Jesus and said, there's a crowd on the way here today. We've seen casting out devils in our name. Lord, you want me to go back and stop them and rebuke them? He said, no, leave them alone. Amen. You can get so caught up with what's on the left and right that you forget what the center of God's will is for your own life. Amen. It's not my responsibility for the left and the right what will they get in. Amen. It is my responsibility to tell people. I told a preacher just a little while back that he was a Tiny Tim tipped on through the tulips, and he's a sicko. Amen. And you have to tell people plain. You have to tell people when they live in sin, when they deny the Holy Ghost and they deny tongues and deny things that are absolutely God's word. You have to look at them and say, amen. Hey, man, you're wrong. But you got to keep your eyes on the straight and narrow way. You got to keep your eyes on the Lord. And you got to make sure the will of God, amen, for your life. And I'm going to tell you something. If you ever find the will of God for your life, you'll find peace and you'll find happiness. And I'm convinced so many people live a big portion of their life and never find it. Some people live their entire life. I've heard people tell me of the callings they had, but they never do them. I've heard people tell me of the gifts, and I've heard them open their mouth and sing like an angel, but they never followed the will of God. I've heard people that was called to preach and had a great charisma about them, could draw people, but they wouldn't preach. Amen. I'm telling you today, you need to find the will of God for your life. Amen. You need to surrender. Amen. We sing that song a lot of time, Lord, whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do. Amen. So many folks never. You need, it's an old song, you need to get a copy of, and you need to listen. Amen. I was going through a transition in my life way back in the late 70s, early 80s. I was going through a time that God was telling me that he was wanting me to move from where I was at. I'd built a church in that town, and I felt I'd finished the time that I was supposed to be there. The overseer was begging me to stay, and he finally got me to promise to stay 2 more years, and I said I would, but I knew that, man, this is grinding against me. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. And I remember when the time that Brother Jerry Moore jumped up in the back of the church and said, Brother Gold, I'm out praying. I was out praying in the woods this week, and the Lord spoke to me to come to church and stand up and holler, come May. The Lord said, come May. And he said, you would know what it meant. I knew exactly what it meant. And on May the 1st, I was in a board meeting in another church, and on May the 2nd, I stood in the pulpit as the new pastor of that church. God moved me just that quick. Amen. The will of God. I'm going to tell you, you can take the heat in the kitchen if you know you're in the will of God. If you know you're going the direction that God's led you, and you know you're doing what God's given you your hand to do, and you know you're walking in your calling or the anointing that God's put and give on your life, you can withstand anything that comes against you. Amen. You can make it through the battle. You can make it through the trial. You can make it through the storm. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. And a lot of the folks that throw God's will away, they will war at you. A lot of folks that follow after the devil and backslide into the pits of hell in their sin and their mockery of God, they will war at people that are called of God. They will mock you and make fun of you and try to humiliate you. The psalmist talked about how his foot had almost slipped, for he watched the prosperity of the hypocrite and the wicked, and he always said he heard the Hammond organ as he was coming up the road, amen, but he heard the stringed instruments. He heard the playing on the instruments as he come up the road to the house of God. Then the Bible said it come clear to him. He realized plainly that all the hypocrite had and all the wicked had is what they had at their fingertips. But he had something more eternally. He had eternal life. He had life that had been given him from God that could not be taken away. Amen. And it was eternal in heaven with God. Thank God that we have the visions that God has given us. I've always said, give me one glimpse from heaven. Give me one glimpse from God, and I'll stand against all the wiles of Satan. Amen. Because when the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory, when the one that created this entire universe and world by the speaking of his word, when he gives you a glimpse, when he gives you a word, when he quickens in your spirit, you can rise up and you can walk and you can run. And you won't be worried and you won't faint. But you accomplish the things wherein that God has given to you. If I could say to anyone, maybe the, I don't know how many people listen, maybe a million plus in the different countries, and I know there are thousands and thousands listening here in our station areas here in Southwest Virginia. And if I can say to you today, find out what God's will is for your life. First of all, you got to know the author. You got to know Jesus Christ. You got to know the one. The Bible gives us a picture of what he went through for us. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah 53:3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we did hid as it were our face from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has bore our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed. Amen. Then it tells us that this same Lord, the one that paid the price for our sins, in Zechariah in chapter 13, I believe it is, chapter 13 of Zechariah. They asked here of him in verse 6, and one shall say unto him, what are those wounds in thy hands? then he shall answer those which with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. And then when we go and we go into the New Testament, we find out that that was the account of what he had to go through. And he declares unto us today, for as much as you know that it was not redeemed by corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers. Verse 19 said, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot. We have been redeemed, and first of all, to find the will of God for our life, the Bible said that it was not God's will that any should perish, but that we was to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. So first of all, when we look at the will of God for our life, the first will is to know Him, to know Him as Savior, and to know that this blood is shed for you and I, know that He was wounded for our transgression, and to know that what He went through it willingly for you and I, that we could be redeemed and we could have life and have it more abundantly and eternally. And so we've got to acknowledge in our heart. We got to believe. We got to acknowledge it, accept it, and then we got to speak it with our lips. Amen. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The Bible said man must believe with his heart, and he must confess with his mouth, and thou shalt be saved. And once we are saved, and once our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and once we know him as our Savior, then we start seeking God's will for what companion he may have. If we're a single person, we seek God's will for what companion. Amen. We seek God to know what path that he wants us to go in. Amen. And as we begin to seek his face, the Bible says his sheep know his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. See, if we know the Lord and we've been born by his Spirit, we're not talking on the phone that's not plugged up. But we're talking on the phone, amen, that's at the throne of God. And the Bible said Jesus is on the right-hand side of the Father making intercessions, amen. And as we set forth our petitions before God, they come before God in the name of Jesus Christ. And I hear the Son say to the Father, Father, this is one of ours. This is one of mine. This is one that you give me and said no man will pluck them out of my hands. No one has the power to pluck them out. Amen. If you miss heaven, it'll be because you won't follow his word. If you miss heaven, it'll be because that you let the seed fall on old rocky ground and you let the weeds grow up in it. You let things in your life become more important to you than God, more important than God's word, more important than the understanding, the truth, and the nature and the righteousness of God. And you let these things grow up. You know, you can take seed and you can harvest ground and you can plant a beautiful garden that's going to have tomatoes and peppers and onions and going to have potatoes and green beans and peas and squash and going to have all these things. But after you've tilled that soil, if you let weeds grow up, you don't go back and you don't do nothing about the weeds, then that weeds will take over and it'll literally destroy the crop. If you don't choose good ground to put those seeds in to grow that crop, you won't have no crop. And you say, well, how can I enrich and fertilize my soil? It's called gospel fertilize. Start practicing the Word of God. Start believing the Word of God. Start walking in the Word of God. Start finding out, instead of blundering in what you want to do, go to the Word and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Direct me, show me, lead me, and give me the understanding of what you want me to do step by step in my life. Amen. We just, in a few months, will graduate our senior class this year. Year number, what, 22, 23? Year number 23. 23 years of graduating seniors. And I always look at the senior class and I tell them, if you go with God, He'll go with you. If you take God's Word and you seek the will of God for your life and you find that will, it's no telling what you, amen, can accomplish. But a lot of time we paint a picture, or we allow someone to paint a picture, or we get a vision or something in our head, and we don't take the time to say, God, is this what you want me to do with my life? Is this the avenue you want me to walk in? Is this what you want me to do? Amen. A lot of time we base our decisions upon monetary reasons. It's good to make great sums of money, but you'd be better off to be swinging off a garbage truck than be CEO of some vast corporation if that position leads you away from God and contrary to God's righteousness. You'd be better off to be a sanitation engineer. You know, they give that a fancy word a few years ago. That's the guy that grabs the garbage can and dumps it in the back of the garbage truck. They call them sanitation engineers. You know, I said when I was in high school, the principal wanted me to write a theme paper, whatever you call it. And so I written one, and I written it about the will of God. I written it about how that if everybody followed his perspective of what he was trying to tell everybody, that he was leaving out the different avenues. He only had a narrow mind. You had to go and get a certain kind of degree. And if you didn't go get that certain kind of degree, he deemed you a failure. I want to tell you something. I said, if you keep directing children and young people in the way you are, I said, in another few years, we'll have nobody to repair our cars. We'll have nobody to collect our garbage. And I explained to him how that there was, we should hold our heads high in whatever position we chose. And if we was chose to be a garbage collector, and I ended my theme paper with this, if we was chose to be a garbage collector, and we was chose to do it, if we done that as doing it unto the Lord, and we pleased the Lord with it, we was to recognize that garbage collector in as high a position as we would a professor or a doctor or anyone else. He never spoke to me. They said he's dead now. But to my knowledge, he never spoke to me again in the years I knowed him. He'd see me, he'd throw his head at the floor. See, he only had one picture of what the will should be for everybody. And if we don't watch out, a lot of time we'll get around people that didn't get to do something maybe they wanted to do, so they grab us by the neck and say, well, you're going to do it. And they try to brainwash us into thinking that's what we've got to do. And that won't ever work. What we have to do, we have to find out what God wants us to do, what God directs us to do, and what God will lead us to do. And I've always said, you need to get an anointing for your life. And if you God don't anoint you for any particular thing, then you get up under somebody that's got an anointing and you help them with the vision that God put you in and do that with all your might. And that's honorable before God. But when you leave the moment of hearing this message today, I want you to ask God, God, am I in your will? And God, what is the will for my life? God, if I'm not in. Some people can say, I know assuredly I have found God's will, and this is God's will. And I watch so many people say, well, when I retire, I'm going to do God's will. And I know a lot of those folks retired 15 years ago and still stumbling around the same darkness there was. Well, someday I'm going to take the time to do God's will. What's that old song we used to sing, take time to be holy? Amen. You need to take time to find God's will. You'll find out that that load you're carrying may not be as big a load when you find God's will. Amen. You'll find out that the Holy Ghost will come in your life and make things that seem hard, make them seem easy. He'll take the work out of it for you if you'll let him. Amen. Now, we got fights from the devil. Amen. Any way you turn, you're going to have some fights from the devil. You got the devil get mad. Amen. He's going to try to do something. Amen. But as we walk in God's will, as we walk in God's purpose, and we let, according to the word of God, said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. He's the lamp. He's the light that lights our path and lights our way. And if you want peace in your life, find out what the will of God is for you. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do with my life? What will you want me to do with my hands? What do you want me to do? What is my purpose? And what can I do to forward the cause in the kingdom of God? The Bible says, occupy till I come. He wants us to be busy doing the things of God. He wants us to be busy winning souls. He wants us to be busy being a blessing to those that are around us and being encouragement to those. Amen. You know, a lot of people, and I see this so much of the time, you'll get a blessing and it's like they just jump up and down to rain on your parade. Amen. You'll get the biggest blessing in the world. Here they come saying, what about this or what about that? Or trying to throw off on what God has blessed you with. I usually just walk off and leave them standing. You know, I've literally had people talking to me and go to throwing off on what God had blessed me or done, and I just walk on, leave them standing, leave them talking to themselves. And they realize they got their head kind of back just rattling, and they look down, and they realize I done walked 15 feet, 20 feet from them, you know, because I don't want to hear the garbage. I don't hear somebody, because they're negative and because they can't find the will of God, I don't want to hear them throw off on the God that's able to bless me and able to keep me and sustain me. And a blessing from the Lord, amen, is the richest thing you'll ever receive in your life. To know that the God that created all the universe and created all the world and everything that there is, he created, he spoke it into existence. To know that he knows where you're at, knows what you need, amen, and he is able by the authority of God, amen, to give you the desires of your heart and to bless you. That's rich and that's real. I'm glad I know his will, amen. If you're not in his will today, as we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, for those that's not saved, let them be saved today. For those that's become Christians but just don't really know what direction to go or what to do, let them know they can call upon you, they can seek your face, and your will be wrought in their lives, and they can walk victorious and overcome the powers of hell and the powers of Satan, and they can be victorious in any and everything they go to do in your name. God, give victory here today, heal to the othermost, give financial miracles to those that need miracles, and God, we ask you and praise you as you meet the needs and supply the needs of those that call upon you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God love you. May God bless you and keep you. Amen and amen.